Hello, I'm Andrew Richardson, and welcome to the first of my two path-breaking reprogramming audios. You have gained an understanding of what is happening to you, and my hope is that this is already beginning to encourage you and give you hope that your addiction will be overcome, so you can be in control and living the kind of life that you really would wish to. The understanding audios have begun the process by igniting new patterns and pathways in your unconscious and aha moments. And so now you're ready to move up a gear. This audio and the next audio of the reprogramming set are an essential part of your recovery, and you will find that you need to listen to them again and again. And that each time you do, you will find that you are a little stronger and that you are aware that something is happening, that the old patterns are weakening, and that your life is beginning to change fundamentally. So are you ready to build the motivation that will take you away from the catastrophe that awaits you, and that will take you towards the light of something that is much better? Then come with me now. And of course, never if you are driving or doing anything like that. Close your eyes, and as you focus again on those parts of you that are experiencing the good feelings of relaxation, you can be surprised at how quickly you are just deepening down. And many people find that they really can relax more deeply the more they just close their eyes and anticipate that good feeling of letting go. And perhaps as you relax down, either quite fast and deeply, or in a more natural and calm way, you can just go to a place that you know you will feel safe and content and relaxed. Perhaps it is a real place, in nature, a beach, or by a mountain, or close to water, or a garden, or a room that you know is a place of refuge and protection and happy memories? Or are you imagining somewhere far away and safe and magical? Be there, wherever it is, and allow that good, relaxing feeling to grow and grow and grow. And from this place, how easily will you find what it is that you need? From deep within you, that will be the motivation to stay with you as you move beyond your addiction to something much better. Some people look to the past when times were good and they had the strength they needed, and this can inspire them again. Or it could be from that time which may not be in the past, when there was desperation and pain and suffering, and as you recoil from that, you find that you now have the determination to take the steps you need to propel you somewhere much better. Or perhaps you are looking to the future and to find yourself drawn to something much more attractive. Or are you pushing away from a dark, bad, and fearful place? So as you rest comfortably and listening, see two doors in front of you. One is red and dark, and the other is green and light. And just open that red door and peek inside. Sense the blackness and mustiness, the pain and stagnancy. It is cold and listless, or it might be fearful and red hot. This is the door that opens to your future with the addiction running unchecked. What is it that you can see? Perhaps there is a photo album or a homemade video you can look at. It is hard to look, isn't it? Can you see the loneliness and despair for yourself? Living and lost in poverty, not just a material poverty, but in emotional poverty too. Lacking family and friends, flushed away on that torrent of self-disgust and hopelessness. And not being able to fulfill your potential for work and a contribution. Can you see your death, early and alone and painful? And the path you might be taking to get there? And can you see your face in that moment, anguished and hopeless, with eyes dying and brightness extinguished? And how might those who love you be looking on at you as your end approaches? And now close that door for the time being and open the green door. This is the door to your future as you relinquish your addiction and develop beyond it to move into a better life. Can you smell the freshness and experience the bright, welcoming night? There are warm breezes gently blowing. And allow yourself to imagine that changed life. And you are living a life free. You may not yet be seeing it very clearly, but do your best. Spend a little time waiting for something to come up. Maybe there is a new and better photo album and a different video clip. You can see yourself smiling and engaging. And as your mind is freer, what might you be focusing on? Work, study, building friends, giving and thinking of others. What hidden ambition is coming up? Who needs you and enjoys your company and contribution, and how are they responding to your time and attention? Can you imagine being truly grateful for what life is offering you? How amazing that would be. We will be returning to the green room again soon, but before, go back to the red door, seeing it again and imagining all too well what lies in wait for you on the other side. And ask yourself, where has that come from? What was it in your past that led you there? Now, one thing it might be about is how you have learnt to deal with situations that go way back into your childhood. Maybe even when you were as young as 5 or 6, up to 10 to 12. Now, there is, of course, a big difference between childish and childlike behaviour. The latter is desirable at times, the former is not. And what I wonder is that frightened and overwhelmed child hijacking you now? And what kind of situations and responses am I thinking about? Well, here are a few from my caseload to give you some kind of idea. But there are many more I could have chosen, as this is such a common pattern that many of us hold on to long after their sell-by date. The young girl who had to escape from the chronic arguing and discord of her parents into fantasy and imagination, in the privacy of her bedroom. The girl who had to cope with regularly moving houses and schools by being in her own and being defensive with friends. The boy who had to deal with his violent and drunken dad, walking on eggshells the whole time and getting hit hard, and he also saw what his dad did to his mum. The girl who escaped from her always depressed single mum by spending all of her time running away to her best friend and her mum and dad. Being left alone and unsupported as a child, and so having to look after yourself. Was it about bullying and getting in with the wrong crowd? Can you recall experiences of excruciating embarrassment? The early teenage boy who became the essential support for his widowed mother, with no money and fear and insecurity that she could only override by working hard and being single-tracked. Or the young boy who coped with being small and socially awkward at school by working ferociously hard and coming out top at everything. What do you think? Might something here be making sense to you? Do you remember chronic anxieties and chronic and continuing efforts to fight them off or suppress them? And if that was the case, can you see where they came from? Family, school, home, or somewhere else? You felt separate and apart a lot of the time in your childhood, and had to find the Dutch courage to deal with it. Was life so damn hard in so many ways, and you just needed to get away from it? Was there an early experience of excitement that you have been trying to emulate ever since, such as feeling free, or being safe, being loved, being vindicated? Furthermore, this experience might even be hidden in your memory bank beneath an experience of humiliation or fear of loss. Then let's find out. How was your childhood? Were there difficulties at home? Were you well loved and felt safe and secure? Or not, or at least not all the time? Were there good and predictable boundaries set for how you should be behaving? Or not? Do you have strong memories, both good and bad? And this is the most important question. As you look back, what was your strategy for coping with any difficulties? How did you react and deal with them? And can you see that these ways in which you did deal with the situation are still there at times, even now as an adult? Can you feel how it felt as a child? Can you feel it now? Does that feeling come up from time to time, or a lot of the time, in your daily life now? So try this exercise. Go to a recent memory that you don't like how you were and felt, and feel it. Are you noticing where you are feeling it in your body? Perhaps in your chest, or your tummy, or your throat, or in your head? Get that feeling up. Feel it filling you up, from your tummy or your chest, going out to your shoulders and your limbs, even to the tips of your fingers and toes. And hold that and go back on a timeline thread back to when you were that young child. Is there a clear memory or a time? Is it your younger self, maybe 7 or 9 or 12, something like that? Now see that younger child, and now you can say something to him or her. You can let him or her go. Let her go. She or he is no longer responsible for you. You, the adult, can take over now. You can, can't you? You are old enough, mature enough, and you know enough of the world and how adults like you need to be. Thank your young child. You appreciate all of his or her help, all that he or she has done over the years. You, as a child, has always had your best interests at heart, but now your child is desperate to rest, to let go, to find that peace that he or she has long yearned for. And now you, the adult, is taking over. Correct? Are you ready now to open that red door and see again what is inside the room? You'll know what terrifies you the most. Is it the loss and shame, the letdown of your family, your children, the physical pain, the light flickering out? Can you see that person? Who you are now and where you came from. And as you understand that and it is making sense, you can choose to break the pattern. You can choose to break the pattern, can't you? It is becoming easier and the motivation is growing. You will choose a different path. You can break the mold. You can. And you are choosing to now. So close that door and see the green door in front of you. But before you open it, I want you to try this. You are looking for the path and the story of your life. But this time you are focusing on that time or times when, as you look back, you can imagine that there was a fork in the road and a different road ahead might have presented itself to you. A choice that, as you look back, would have been a better choice. The key point for us is to be able to identify the pivot points. These are the events and experiences which reinforce the existing story you have. If indeed it is a stuck and endlessly repeating story, but where a different pathway forward might have been possible. These pivots might be disappointment at an exam failure, or a big disappointment as your parents were not there to support you, or it might have been a choice of marriage partner, or the moving to a new area, or house as a child, and so on. Now, this choice was not necessarily one that was under your control to make, so you are not blaming yourself, but nevertheless, it could have been different. Go back in your memory to a time when there was that possibility. At school, choosing to learn, a great teacher at the right time, actually getting support from your dad or your mum, getting a job that made a difference, a different type of friendship, the break you needed. Just imagine what might change for your subsequent life narrative if that memory was changed and improved, such that subsequent events took on an altogether more hopeful, empowering, and healthily evolving narrative or story. Or think of it this way, that for all the bad events that you can remember, even if they lasted for years, such as a bad marriage or career choice, the right lessons can nevertheless be learned. How would it be if the event can be fitted in to a new narrative of movement and progression? If it can, then the bad event can be reframed. It can be changed, if not to good, then at least necessary for your personal development and for lessons learned. And then you can move on from it. We have to learn the lessons of our bad experiences so that they can be fitted into a narrative of progression and development. That is the bottom line. Think of domino pieces in a line. When one falls over, they all do, one after the other. Well, the brain can do the same with the narrative of our life. And like falling domino pieces, the brain can reprocess subsequent events differently and move easily and do it easily. This is so as each experience depended on the previous. The result could be that a lifetime could begin to appear as altogether easier and more empowering, as a reframe of your life story, no less. And so burdens of bad times and experiences can be lifted when the event is re-experienced in such a way that the lesson of the event is finally understood and so let go as the timeline is smoothed out. Let me give you some examples of what I'm getting at, all from my case file. The man who could reset his past by seeing his parents as supportive at key times. The woman who could accompany herself as that young child through her school years, pointing out the dangers. The young man who no longer needed to be cool in order to survive. The middle-aged man who realized that he would have been much better off without his twin brother sniping at him. The young woman who realized that her childhood had been fine, as she did not know that what she only later discovered about her parents' life. The older woman who realized that her childhood could have been so different and where friendships flourished. And so on. So let's see what you will find for yourself in your story. And as you enjoy this, all that I have said so far will become clearer, and you will be using what you need to identify and then clear emotional patterns. Let your imagination flow. How might that different path lead you somewhere else? And if it is leading you in that different direction, then what happens next? And after that, and that. And when you are ready, imagine you are walking in a meadow, and in the distance you see what looks like a river flowing past, from left to right. And you carry on, and you begin to see the river more and more clearly. You see a wide river, and you are joining that river and the whole world. And in this great flow of life, you do feel gratitude for the opportunities, for your friends, and you are naturally thinking of others and helping and connecting. And you are taking action, work, relationships, learning, curiosity, and you can see yourself doing it now. You can be separate from yourself more and more, and seeing yourself making different choices. Allow that motivation and strength to grow within you, taking you towards that good future and driving you from the pain. And as you feel the power of your imagination, know that this will guide you and watch over you. Stronger and stronger is the feeling now in your body, and expanding and filling you up. You are now ready to enter through the green door. How much clearer and attractive it is, and how quickly will you find those new habits and pathways in your brain forming, and seeing and feeling and recoiling from the letdown and disgust? And what will you be noticing that gives you that inner sense that permanent change is transforming you? Being free and in real control. And when will you notice this? In a day or so? Or will it be a little longer? Are you moving away from or towards or both? The Sufis have a story of a bird that was kept in a cage. The bird was looked after well by her owner, and he fed her and kept her warm, and her cage was close by a large window, so the bird had plenty of light during the long days while the owner went to work. But still she was trapped, and every day the bird could see other birds flying free across the sky, and the bird longed to join them. And then one day the owner went to work, leaving both the cage door and the window open. And very soon the bird gingerly hopped out of the cage and onto the window ledge. And from this vantage point she could see so much more. She could see distant mountains and valleys. And when the bird looked down, she could see more of the hustle and bustle of what lay before her and all around. There were so many other birds and people and all kinds of things. And the bird just stayed on the ledge, stupefied and amazed, and dazed, and stayed and stayed and stayed. And the bird was still there when her owner arrived home. So he locked the bird up back in her cage, where she was again fed and looked after. You can move away from that ledge at just the pace you wish. And in fact, you could just circle around for a day or so, or a number of days, knowing that the next day you would be free to go just a little bit further. And as you see further and begin to go further, you are doing something amazing and so important. You are cultivating an alternative source of desire and motivation. You want to be free and to be in real control. And you are seeing that and planning that and practicing how it feels. You are no longer satisfied by the false symbols and goals of the addiction. You are seeing what it really will be like to be in authentic control. And more, that is what you really do want, isn't it? And in a moment, I will count back down from 5 to 1 so that you can slowly begin to become alert and aware and return to the room. And as you anticipate that counting feeling, know that you are counting down and anticipating this better future with your emotions working for your real interests. you can be looking forward to the learnings you have made and enjoy them as they manifest for you from your unconscious in new habits, new insights, and new feelings and motivation. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And listen to this audio again soon. Thank you.